You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Camel Eve, we like to refer to Tuesday. I remember this time. I remembered. It's Camel Eve. It's not Tuesday. It's the day before a hump day. So yeah, we call it Camel Eve. Anyway, welcome to it, and Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for tonight.
What's tonight?
I'm trick-or-treating.
No.
Well, I'm watching my kids trick-or-treat.
You're going to be dressed up for
oh,
it.
Oh, I totally will be dressed up. Oh, yes.
Well, at least, I tell you what, at least the weather, got back to where it's supposed to be. So when you're out there wearing the costume that I happen to know you have, you're not going to be sweating like a mug.
I won't be sweating too bad. Still will be sweating.
Of course, you sweat eating breakfast.
I do. I'm just a sweaty mess.
All right. Good. Good, good, good. What's little man going to be dressed as?
He wants to be an Alabama baseball player.
Nice.
So that's what he's going to be.
Our little grandson is going to be one of the Mario brothers.
Oh, which one?
I think he's Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
My name's Mario.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. I got a triple dipper that I'll get to in a second. Before you do that, 3:30 today, a guy named David Coffey is calling in. David, boy, he's been hot on this issue because it affects his land. But if you think it's just out there somewhere else, it's not. The Green New Steel is right here in Alabama, and there's a solar farm, a company along with TVA looking at thousands of acres of what is currently cropland, potentially being converted to a solar farm right here in North Alabama. A guy named David Coffey alerted me to it, and 1819 did a story on it after we forwarded it to them, and we're going to have David Coffey on today at 3:30 to tell us what he knows and talk about the impacts that could happen if this goes forward. So, yeah, that's at 3:30 today. David Coffey on the TVA solar farm. And then I still got a triple dipper, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know while we run today's show. So first out the gate, if you can't beat them, that's what I'm calling it. If you can't beat them, the old saying goes, then what? Well, in the liberals' case, it's, well, then turn the courts against them. Yeah. If you can't beat them, just turn the courts against them. Just find a way to mess things up and use the law as a lawfare. Well, we're gonna talk about that. What's going on with Trump is just unbelievable. But right now, he's facing additional challenges, things you might not realize that were actually on his plate, too, aside from the big-name cases that shouldn't even be cases. We'll talk about it. If you can't beat them, that's number one, triple dipper. Number two, in conjunction with that call with David Coffey, we'll have our discussion on the Green New Steel. It's not just the TVA solar farm in North Alabama. I got other things. Like, did you know, by the way, that we just had a victory against the Green New Steel in the Gulf of Mexico off of Alabama's shores? Yes, we did. And then there's other things that we'll bring up. The Green New Steel, it's highly active, and they are working to basically make your life miserable, supposedly to save the environment. Is it really? We'll talk about it. Green New Steel, number two. And then number three, I just kept looking at stuff and going, surely not. Come on. The stupid stuff that government does with your money. Like, for the love, could you do anything more ridiculous to crush the private sector or to make the little guy feel like you don't even care? We're going to talk about it, how they just use tax dollars for anything that can be on the liberal agenda. Number three on the triple dipper, I'm calling it surely not. All right, listen, we're going to move over here to my comments, my opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys, the Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics all across North Alabama. We're proud to have them as one of the sponsors of our show, and they are the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. Open 7 days a week, locations all across North Alabama, 5 locations around the Birmingham area. You check them out. You need something on a Saturday morning, they are there. Southern Immediate Care. And we're proud to have them as a sponsor of the Right Side Radio opening monologue. Okay, so you know the deal. 40 years ago, Top Gun came out. It was huge, huge. And now 40 years later, of course, we've got Top Gun out again. The movie made Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer as household names, indelible parts of Hollywood history. I had the soundtrack on my cassette back then. I distinctly remember driving to the U.S. Army Airborne School at Fort Benning to become a paratrooper, playing the theme song Danger Zone about as loud as my 1980 sound system would allow. But do you remember that one scene in the bar toward the front of the movie when Tom Cruise's character, Maverick, he got all the guys in the bar to start singing You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling to Kelly McGillis's character? It's going to be stuck in your head all day now, I know. Epic coolness, though, and probably replayed in bars all over America for years thereafter. Well, now, I'm going to be honest. Charlene and I, we have a pretty perfect marriage. Just saying. This next month, by the way, is going to mark 37 years of marriage, and those 37 years have proven her to be an amazing and very patient woman as she has stood in the gap, kept the home fires burning while I was off at war, endured years of politics and all that entails, pushed and pulled me through law school, ranger school, and the school of hard knocks. She's tended all the boo-boos, fixed the emotions, heard the heartstrings in the house play until late at night. She made normal days feel special and special days feel exceptional. She's a good one, no doubt. Now, in all those years, I won't try to pretend that we have never had a disagreement. Good Lord. You can't be married to me and never have a disagreement. And in case y'all haven't figured it out, she is prone to have her own opinions at times. Well, there was one time we were both teaching classes at a local Christian school. And it just so happened that we both taught a morning Bible class, me with senior guys and she with senior girls, and our classes were on the same hallway. Well, man, oh man, we had gotten into a fuss that morning on the way out the door, probably because of me. And it was unusually vehement on both sides for reasons I can't even remember or fathom. And it didn't help that we had no choice but to have to break it off and head to our respective classes by a certain time. So I was down the hall in my class, and I got a wild hair. And yes, you guessed it, I took a whole class of senior guys, like 20 of them, down the hall, and we did an amazing rendition of You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling outside the door of Charlene's classroom. All the girls in Charlene's class were loving it, and I got that look through the door that told me it was received exactly as intended. Argument was over, back at the good graces again with cool points to boot. We still laugh about that. And anytime I tell the story, I usually get that sideways glance that tells me she knows she could have stayed mad, but she didn't. And guys, you can thank me for that story later on. But here's another thing, though. Charlene and I, we surely had our differences, but we also believed that our kids never needed to be a part of them. So if we were tight on money or strapped for time or stressed because of work or concerned about going to war or just fussing about me leaving the toilet seat up, well, it was a point in our marriage to not get carried away and especially not to let our concerns and frustrations hang out there where it would impact our kids. It was important to us that they were allowed to have a sense of stability, which was real, and love, which was also real, without wondering about the things that grown-ups wonder about. Think about that, and let me transfer that thought about keeping the fusses in their proper place to the public arena. So last week in Lewiston, Maine, a whole community of people had their peace of mind just stripped away. 18 innocent people lost their lives at the hands of a deranged shooter. But how many more also lost their sense of security? The places where they were killed were supposed to be sites of rest and recreation, a bowling alley, a local bar. Places where people were living and laughing and socializing turned into places of tragedy and chaos and fear. This is absolutely a time when the supposed adults in the room need to think about the fact that what they say and do in the aftermath has ramifications and the potential for amplifications of the fears and concerns that the people of Lewiston rightly have. Well, it was announced yesterday that President Biden and the First Lady are scheduled to head to Lewiston this weekend. The governor's office of Maine let it be known that the president will likely speak with several families who were affected. This is the right thing to do. He should go there. But even the right thing can be done the wrong way, and for what we've seen so far, I'm afraid that this president does not really have a clue how impactful the words from his high office can be. Biden is not known for his smooth delivery and impeccable timing, nor is he known for an adequate sense of discretion. I mean, you may recall that when another terrible mass shooting took place in Buffalo, New York a couple of years ago, one in which an avowed racist with no ties to any hate groups or accomplishments went into a grocery store and in a pure act of evil, he killed multiple people because of their skin color. Well, President Biden traveled soon after that to Buffalo, and rather than share grief, he chose instead to air his own grievances. Dennis Prager from PragerU said, President Biden used the terrible mass shooting of black people in a Buffalo grocery store to smear America, divide Americans, and to foment race-based hatred. A decent man would have given an entirely different speech, he said. One only has to look at his tone-deaf response to the Lewiston shooting as he wrote to Republican members of Congress in the immediate aftermath of the shooting over there in Lewiston and called for an assault weapons ban and a so-called high-capacity magazine ban by insisting that Republicans should, quote, fulfill their duty to protect the American people. Well, here's an idea. Stop pretending the gun did it. And maybe picture your timing on when you're delivering these ridiculous comments. It was a deranged criminal, and deranged criminals don't care about gun laws. Ever-enjoyable Vice President Kamala Harris also used the immediate aftermath of the worst shooting in Maine history to call for gun seizures like they used in Australia. Wow. While we're at it, do you remember when the activist and permanent out-of-work perpetual candidate for office, Beto O'Rourke, stormed into a press conference in Uvalde, Texas? A press conference that was designed to bring comfort and understanding, just so he could create a shouting match with his opponent in the governor's race, Greg Abbott. Or how about the time that former President Obama issued a statement that merely acknowledged the school shooting in Uvalde, but then conflated it with the 2-year anniversary of the George Floyd incident and extolled those who rose up after Floyd's death to burn down whole city blocks in America, and then shamelessly made a fundraising plug for the Obama Foundation. Look, I get full well that liberals hate guns and they want more gun control. But this airing of the grievances and the usurping of the moment by callous and indifferent public figures, it's just the macro version of what it's like when parents argue in front of the kids. I mean, just stop. For God's sakes, take a breath. Step into a different room and have your grown-up discussions, so-called, by stop piling uncertainty on top of tragedy. The people of Lewiston, Maine need to hear that it's going to be okay. They need to be told that they can go back to work and school and even life without fear that everything's going to be okay. Demands and shouts and sensationalism and insensitive conflating of this horrible event with political agendas, they have no place, none. So put it aside. Stop the madness. Now is not the time. You can save it for later. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, yeah, there you have it. I mean, truthfully, the arguments among parents shouldn't be aired out. In my opinion, they should be the kind of thing that certainly you have disagreements and you handle them like adults. You step off to the side, you deal with it at the appropriate time. Well, blow that up in the macro. Politicians, public figures, so-called leaders, they don't need to capitalize on somebody else's grief in order to get their way and air their grievances about all the things that they think are important when people are in the middle of the most devastating experiences they've ever known. It's insensitive. It's wrong. It's got to stop. Save it for later. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.